This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The legal availability of marijuana is not just a North American phenomenon. Uruguay has just started allowing pot sales in drugstores. Now Mexico is taking steps to legalize medical marijuana in the face of mayhem in the illegal trade. From KJZZ Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia reports.
Margarita lives in a middle-class apartment in Mexico City.
Hola, ¿qué pasa?
¿Eres Margarita?
Sí.
Mucho gusto.
Her son Carlos, who's prone to epileptic seizures, sits in a wheelchair in the family's spacious living room. Last year, Margarita, who we're only identifying by her first name, started giving him something she bought on the black market, oil extracted from marijuana.
Enfermarse en nuestro país es cosa de ricos.
She says that in Mexico, only rich people can afford to get sick. The jar of marijuana extract runs her $35, a fraction of what it used to cost when Carlos would occasionally need to be hospitalized. President Enrique Peña Nieto approved in June a measure that could legalize what Margarita is doing. The president ordered the health ministry to write rules for the medical use of marijuana. José Luis Oliveros Usabiaga is a former conservative member of Congress who opposed the legislation.
Me parecía que era ponerles a un niño.
It felt like giving a child a gun to play with, Oliveros Usabiaga says. And initially, most lawmakers agreed with him. But the Mexican Supreme Court ruled individuals have the right to consume marijuana. And eventually, President Peña Nieto gave this speech at the United Nations.
Ante las limitaciones,
given the limits of the prohibitionist paradigm, we must deal with the international issue of drugs from the perspective of human rights.
So does this mean Mexico will suddenly legalize recreational marijuana?
No. We're still far from that.
Alejandro Madrazo is a professor at Mexico's Center for Research and Teaching in Economics. He says the health ministry will likely issue conservative rules for medical use, meaning only hemp oil. But pharmaceutical companies could be allowed to patent marijuana products. And Mexico has treaties with more than 40 countries. So
the patents made here in Mexico would immediately have to be respected elsewhere in the world as marijuana becomes legal for medical use.
The health ministry has until the end of the year to issue its rules. In the meantime, mothers like Margarita say they'd rather be arrested than see their children get sick. In Mexico City, I'm Jorge Valencia for Marketplace.